Hey, this is Lewis from 10 years.
Oh.
How you doing?
Dude, what's cracking, man? How are you?
I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Well, they didn't tell me which one I would be interviewing today, so I was just randomly, I was like, man, maybe I should make up like four sets of interview questions or just say, hell, that I'm just going to wing it.
Let's just wing it. Winging it is fun. That's cool to come out.
Where are you guys at right now? What are you doing?
Dude, I'm in Dallas, man. I'm in Dallas. We had a show last night at College Station, Texas, and it's off the chain, man. I'm really surprised. These weeknight shows and this headlining run has been really good for us so far. So
last year, maybe year and a half, well, ever since this album dropped, you guys went from 2 to 10, literally, like, overnight, brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You gotta owe a lot of that to this album. I read somewhere that you guys got not so much the opportunity, but you guys kind of did it under the radar. You're like, you know what? We know what we want to do. We're going to go in there. We're going to crank this thing out the way that we want to do it without the record company knowing, and we're going to take a chance on it. Is that true?
Yeah. Really wanted, like, people, like, it just seems like every time we get in to do an album, like, we go in with a certain set amount of songs and an idea of how we want it to come out, and then just somewhere along the way, it gets messed up. It takes a different turn. And, you know, I mean, we fired some old management and finally got some people that could stand up for us and, the people that the label would trust. And they gave us a little bit more freedom this last time around. But, I was happy. I mean, we finally got to put some heavier songs on there and get them out, you know, for the public to hear. Because, you know, a song like Shoot It Out is, it's probably a better representation than a song like Beautiful of what we really are. And that's why we were pissed off when we, released The Vision, is because all the songs they released first were just ballad songs. And then you got these people coming out that are expecting to hear just that. and they're left like, what the hell was that? I didn't know it was that type of band, you know? And we're definitely more of an aggressive rock and roll band, especially when it comes to our live show.
Dude, you guys get after it, man.
You got to, baby. You gotta get after it.
What I love about the entire story is, like you saying, you got rid of some managers and you guys got the opportunity to go in and do it how you wanted, and then you go back and you look at the success of this record. It's not rocket science, man. You guys went in there as a band, did what you wanted to do, and this is a highly successful record. It's like, come on, man. Why can't everybody go in and do this?
It's easier said than done, right?
Well, I mean, not making the record, but I mean, why won't record companies just say, you know what, we trust, we signed you as the band you were, we're going to let you be the band that you are and make a record and do it your way?
Well, because they're foolish, and like, you know, they, what happens is that a band comes out and they have some success, and then the record companies go around and they sign up all the other bands that sound like that and oversaturate everything, and we just get a bunch of watered down music, you know? We just try to do something different, you know, and see how it'll work. But I think it's worked for us because although we haven't had songs that just chart number one after number one, it's like our music you can dive into a little bit more and there's depth in it. So we've developed, you know, a core fan base that we don't have to rely on having, you know, top selling singles and that kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff. It's not this, we don't have fair weather fans, but I guess is what I'm trying to say. You know, people, are proud to wear a 10-year shirt and feel like it stands for something.
And you guys, I mean, you like you said, you might not have had some number one singles, but they've definitely charted very, very high. They've done very, very well. And it's not just one of them off this record. Every one that you guys put out, including this this latest one, Now Is the Time, I just started spinning it like 2 weeks ago. People know right away it's 10 years, and B, they can't wait to hear it again. I mean,
definitely, man.
It's just a great record all the way around. I'm just happy to see that a band out there got to do things the way that they wanted to do. They wrote the songs they wanted to do it, and holy hell, lo and behold, it's a success. I mean,
yeah, and people like you guys too. You know, you got a great station that supports, you know, our type of music. It's like, you know, that makes all the difference in the world to us too. So, we all obviously owe a lot of our success to you guys. So,
well, I mean, you're a great band, and I want to stop here and I want to say thank you to you guys, because I know after the first time you played Missoula, Montana, you went out and probably three or four bands since the last time you guys have been here have stopped in Missoula and said, we heard from 10 years that Missoula, Montana was the place to play and we wanted to come here. So I wanted to give you guys a huge handshake over the air and say, dude, thank you for spreading the word about our town and getting the word out and getting bands to come in here and rock our faces off after you left.
Yeah, well, absolutely, man. Well, you know, when the kids come and show up like that, I mean, it does. The word travels fast and people will want to come and play, you know, places that might not necessarily be like New York City and Chicago and L.A., major cities.